Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Stress Management, 10 Top Tips for Stress Management. What is stress? In our context, stress can be defined as a mental and physiological reaction to work pressures and the meanings that you give to them. What is stress management? Stress management is the art of orchestrating the intensity, duration, and frequency of stresses, the focus of your mind, and the physical state of your body, so as to create optimum adaptive responses appropriate to the circumstances that face you. 10 tips on how to manage stress and create optimum adaptive responses. 1. Understand Hans Selye's General Adaptation Syndrome. You should learn the three-phase GAS model that describes the reactions to unmanaged stress. 1. Alarm phase. 2. Adaptation phase. 3. Exhaustion phase. 1. The alarm phase. On first exposure to a stressor, there is an initial state of discomfort and confusion. Hans Selye called it the general call to arms. 2. Adaptation phase. On continued exposure to a stressor, your mind-body system begin to mobilize its responses and up its game in order to deal with the perceived threat to its comfort. 3. Exhaustion phase. On extended and continued exposure to the stressor, your mind-body system begins to exhaust its limited capacities. Thus, your ability to successfully manage the stressor begins to fail, and then illness, injury, or loss of productive capacity is evident. Therefore, you don't ever want to get to stage 3 GAS. You want to stay in stage 2 GAS. So learn to manage your gas. That is a good idea, but how? Answer: understand the following points and act on their implications. The three elements of any stressor. Each stressor that acts upon you has its own degree of intensity, duration, and frequency. Intensity is the strength of the stressor. Duration is the amount of time that you are exposed to the stressor. Frequency is the number of exposures per unit time. Learn to balance the intensity, duration, and frequency of the work stressor such that you permanently occupy the adaptation phase. Stress therefore leads to an increase in productivity. 3. The optimum zone. The optimum zone is the perfect blend of intensity, duration, and frequency. Especially during stressful times, the best place to live is in the optimum zone. In the optimum zone, you feel turned on and energized by the stressor, not ground down and overwhelmed by the stressor. 4. Develop your recovery ability. Your recovery ability is the measure of your resilience to stressors. Recovery ability is not a static measure. It is not encoded into your DNA as a fixed value. Your recovery ability reflects the sum total of many elements, elements that are under your direct control and personal guidance. You can increase your recovery ability by doing the right things and not doing the wrong things. 5. Mind and body are one system. If your body is weak, then your mind will suffer. If your mind is weak, then your body will suffer, and vice versa. Therefore, you need to take control of your own mind, i.e., control what you are thinking about, and take control of your own body, control what you put into it. 6. Manage your mind. Remember this, the only thing over which you can have complete control is your own mind. Take control of your mind and you will also take control of everything else. If you lose control over your mind, then you will lose control over everything else. Lose your mind and you will lose everything important to you. Master your mind and you can master everything else that is important to you. 7. Be aware of the effects that other people have on your stress levels. Identify 3 types of person in your life. Those who make you feel stronger, expose yourself to these people more often. Those that don't make you feel any stronger, Most people you know are in this category. And those who make you feel weaker, to the degree that's possible, avoid these people like the plague. 8. Don't worry about your problems. Instead, solve them. Overwhelm your problems with immense volumes of intelligent action. Don't allow your problems to overwhelm you. Don't talk about your problems. Instead, analyze their causes and design solutions. Predict their possible consequences and design countermeasures. You have heard the maxim, a problem shared is a problem halved. Rewrite it to read instead. A problem shared is a problem logically analyzed and detailed written plans formulated. 9. Beware of the common maladaptive coping methods. The common maladaptive coping methods are as follows. 1. Alcohol. 2. Bad diet. 3. Drugs. 4. Poor sleep patterns. And 5. Too much worrying. This 5-part formula is a deadly cocktail of disaster that many people get into when they're facing stressful situations. It's so common, it's almost standard practice. But don't mistake standard practice for good practice. 10. Introduce adaptive coping methods. Sound sleep, sufficient exercise and nutritional support, emotional and intellectual balance, and detailed intelligent plans of action. If you do that, then all will be well with your world. Thank you.